Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Welcome back. Grand Final. Yeah, live at the ANZ Stadium in the beautiful city of Sydney today for what's going to be a massive occasion. Canberra Raiders trying to win their first premiership in 25 years, while the Roosters want to be the first team to go back since 92-93. So there's a good story behind this game, whatever happens, and we're live across the Triple M network all day long. We're going to ask the boys their Macca's moment of the year very soon and do a little thing called Raging Bull, where we let Gordon out of the bullpen and he can just rave and rage about whatever he wants. But right now, let's catch up with a rugby league great, a Canberra great, and a bloke who's always been very generous with his time when it comes to our show. Mal Meninga, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Good afternoon, gents. How are
you? We are fantastic, mate. I was watching you guys on Fox League the other day, you guys watching the 89 Grand Final. By geez, it only seems like yesterday that you uttered this those words that it's better than Origin, it's better than anything winning a grand final.
Yeah, it was a long time ago, but it was good to reminisce. It's always great to reminisce. We've had a bit of reminiscing this weekend with the 89 side, and a lot of the Raiders fellas are in town at the moment, obviously, and Kangaroo reunion yesterday, so it's been a lot of reminiscing. But yeah, it's great to come to the grand final and see the Raiders in it.
Mal, we've got a bit of a theme going in the show at the moment about how trying to pick favourites and it's harder than pick than your kids. Do you have that with the grand final?
Well, I'm biased, Kenny. Mm. You know, so I mean, when you pick a win, I mean, obviously, the Roosters are, I think, deserved favourites for the game. Been a really consistent team for many years now, and obviously trying to go back to back. But the unpredictability of the Raiders and some of their great players with it. They talk about experience, but I like the experience in the Raiders side. A lot of internationals, a couple of guys have played Origin, so I mean, I think it'll hold them in good stead today.
I think what people overlook with the Raiders is the entire pack are internationals.
Yeah, exactly. Even Bateman, Whitehead and Hodgson, they played, I don't know how many, over 100, nearly 200 games in the English Super League, so you shouldn't underestimate that as well.
Yeah.
Hey Mel, you played in so many grand finals. Do you have a favourite one?
Oh, a favourite one? 89. 89, from the Raiders' point of view, the first team outside, the top threes was top five in those days, first team outside of Sydney to win it. The circumstances in the game, down at half-time, draw at full-time, 100 minutes of footy just to win it, Steve Jackson's, try at the end, it was really an emotional time, and being a Queenslander, coming down to New South Wales and playing the New South Wales competition for me personally was a pinnacle for me because winning grand finals in New South Wales rugby league, the toughest competition, is something we always dream of.
They got a lot of support behind them at the moment, Mal, the green machine. I think because they haven't been here for 25 years, everybody who isn't already a Roosters fan, the Raiders are essentially everyone's second side today. So what have they got to get right when it comes game time from a pure rugby league perspective? What have they got to do well from the opening whistle?
Oh, I think, obviously, everyone's talking about their starts, really important. The Roosters get off to a great start. It could be anything today, but I just think their start's really important. I think defensively on their edges, I think the Roosters will test them, the third man in, second man in the centres, in particular, Jared Croker and BJ Leilua. I think they'll test them a fair bit defensively. So, I mean, the centres and the edge defence has got to get it right today.
Mal, what about when you came to play for Canberra, when you made that move down to Canberra, I would assume that there was probably half a dozen clubs or more that wanted your services in the Sydney comp. What took you to Canberra?
It was a conversation I had with Wayne Bennett at the time. To be honest with you, Don Ferner was the current national coach at that particular time as well. They were very good friends. They admired each other, respected each other, and through those conversations, and obviously, Gary Bilcher was coming down with me. Chicka Ferguson was going there as well. Steve Wallace, was playing the BRL at the time. He was coming down. So we had, a pretty good bunch of players, going with the Raiders. I think at the time, their reserve grade just made the finals, I believed. They weren't too far off finals themselves, the first grade side. I think it might have been in 80 and 85 as well. So you know, I thought it was a team on the up. And the other thing about it, I just got back from St. Helens, played St. Helens in England, where just the one team town, you know, sort of thing, one town teams that, you know, were highly successful. I just felt, and it wasn't a risk. I just felt that, you know, going there would be my best option.
We know you'll be out here later on this afternoon and this evening, Mal. How are you feeling? You've been practicing the horn blowing for the big event and the Viking Club. It'll be epic.
Oh, no. I mean, I've been talking about it for the last couple of days now. People in the streets are stopping me, you know, and I just give them a bit of a rendition, you know, so how it's all going to go. Right? So, I'll be fine, mate. Mentally prepared for it, I am.
Yeah. It's not hard to get wrong, though, is it, Mal?
Yeah, it's very hard to get wrong, yes. I think you've got to get the timing right, though. You've got to put the lips on the horn at the right time.
That's yeah, because you don't want the horn to start blowing before your lips get on there, which is a risk.
Exactly. Very much so.
Well, I will say, Mal, they've had it in here for about an hour or so now, and it's been going, was going off nicely. Didn't even have anyone at the other end, just, but it was, it sounded in good fettle anyway.
Magic horn.
Can you just take a little video for me and just send it? Let me just make sure that I know where it actually is and things like that too, if you don't mind.
All you got to do is get to the right end. Yeah, it's a small end, not the big end. Other than that, it's all done.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm sober today, so everything's fine.
Yeah, that's a good start. Hey, have you spoken to Ricky this week?
Well, I was actually staying in the same hotel as him, believe it or not. You know, I come down on Friday. So, yeah, I mean, it was really relaxed. It was excellent. The players, you know, had the day off on Friday and had a bit of yarn to fill them, and they're very relaxed and, you know, pretty calm and composed. You know, looking forward to it. It's been a really good week for them. They've sucked up the atmosphere and what goes with grand final week, you know, so... they'll be right. They're ready to go, I believe.
You famously sensed before the 89 grand final when you shook hands and flipped the coin with Wayne Pearce that he was nervous, and you went back to the dressing room and told the players that you thought the Tigers were nervous.
Yeah.
What's your mood now with your read on the Raiders?
Oh, I think they've done a really good job this week. You know, I really think they'll come out and produce their best performance. So, again, whether that's good enough, Kenny, I'm not quite sure, but I think that, you know, regardless of what the result is today, the Raiders boys will be, you know, they'll do their town and all their followers and fans, you know, proud today.
All right, Mal. Well, mate, you enjoy it, buddy. I hope they get a win for you. And it's such a momentous occasion, is it? 30 years on, you beat the Rabbitohs to get to the grand final. Maybe the planets are aligning for the Green Machine. We wish you all the best.
Yeah, let's hope so. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Mal Meninga, joining us on Sunday Triple M NRL. Obviously, he's not just a Canberra legend. He's an Origin legend. He's an Australian Rugby League legend.
Yeah, and he works for the Titans, and you didn't say anything about the Titans, did you, Maroon?
Oh, mate,
he did that out of respect to Mal.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, because he's been associated with winners every step of the way, and he didn't want to bring the tone down by talking to your Titans.
Hey. I respect Mal. You know, that you see what I'm saying here, Gordy? I respect Mal.
Yeah, I do. Tennis ball head.
No. Look, mate, if you want to start on the Titans, let's rip in, because I tell you what, I've only got today with you, and then whatever you do in the off-season, I don't want to hear about it.
They'll win the grand final today, the Titans reserve grade boys.
Oh, good. Gee, that'll make amends for this year. Yeah. Hopefully they can come second last next year. Who knows, mate? Why don't they drag out the tight? When are they going to name the Titans Immortal Side? Just bring it up today, Gordy.
They will
just
when they get 13 players.
Never ceases to amaze me how brave you are when Gordon's at least 1,000 kilometres
away. It never ceases to amaze me.
Never ceases
to amaze me. As soon as I have a conflict with someone, Gordy or Paul Kent, you got to jump on their side. Which one have you got a crush on more, Gordy or Paul Kent?
Mate, what about that comb I found? What about that comb I found in your car today? Gordy, I found this comb in his car on the way out here today. It was like a dog's comb.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it is.
I asked him, I said, is this for your dog? And he goes, no, that's mine.
Yeah.
That's this comb in the Martina Navratilova lesbian hair.
This is rich. This is a good chat. This is a good chat for two blokes. Either of them have got a hair between them, and they're going to have a chat about my hairbrush. Let's take a break. We'll come back and do a thing called I Call BS. Bit of Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. As Triple M rocks the grand final.